Morning, everybody. In this week's parasha, we see the tremendous yisod that seems to be striking. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us Daf Kuf Mem Zayin that Gedolach Nosos Orchim Yosim Mikabalsa Pnei Shechina. Fascinating Gemara, fascinating idea. It's better to receive and host guests than accepting Pnei Shechina to have a conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's wild. We would never think like that. In our psyche, we would think that the ultimate is to converse with Hashem, to connect with Hashem, Dveikus Hashem. How could it be that serving food to people, hosting them in your home, could be greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina? It's a question that I've asked her before, and we'll get the answer shortly. And the Gra actually brings a riot. How do you know this? How do you know this from the story? So he says, in your day, the halacha is that when you depart from your Rebbe, so you have to depart walking backwards. Obviously, the most common time that we see that is by the Kosel. Now, you're supposed to walk backwards. However, we know that when Avraham Avinu went to greet the Anashim, the Malachim, what do you do? Vayaratz lekrosam. And the Gemara says it's impossible to run without turning your back. Walking, maybe you can walk backwards. But running backwards, I don't know. I don't care how athletic a person is. Running backwards is not so shy. So Vayaratz lekrosam, Zariah, that Avraham Avinu turned his back on the Kodesh Baruch Hu when he went to go to the Malachim. That's why you know that Hachnosis Orchim is Yoyser, the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. And how could that be? So, I once came up with the following mashal. Imagine you had a father, who's a very extremely successful CEO of a company. And he has a son, and his son is nearing the age of joining the workforce. I don't want to throw in a line, but maybe I will throw in a line. Maybe he spent 5 to 10 years in Kolo, and now he's ready to join the workforce. But let's say that was the scenario. Lamaisa, the father has two options. Option number one is to bring him into his company, have him as his right-hand man, see him every day, spend quality time. That's option A. And option B is say, you know what? Go develop yourself. Go start your own company. Here's some money. Here's some advice. I'm here for you whenever you want. Go start your own company and build your own company. I don't necessarily need you, I just would like to have you around, but on the other hand, if I want to see you develop and hone your skills and really make something out of yourself, so then I think it's better off, you're better off building your own company and doing your own thing. So I think that in a certain sense, the better thing for both the father and the son is for him to start his own company, to follow in the ways of his forefather, in the way of his father. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling us. Of course I want to get close to you. Of course Dveikus Hashem is important. But the greater nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'halachta B'Durachav. To follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have a mitzvah V'halachta B'Durachav. I was thinking on the way here, why is that? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to be like Him? Why? Last week he spoke about the idea that if you're Baal Emuna, you understand that everything is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should say, listen, it's not mine. What should I do with this? So it was given to think the resources that I'm given in this world is to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to give to others. He quoted the Shimon Shkab, the tachlis of our creation is lehetu la'achir, to give to others. That's what it means to be godly. Why that is, I imagine that the reason why it is because if a person's selfish, you can't separate bin Adam al-Khaver and bin Adam al-Malkum. It's not possible. It can't be, I talk to Hashem, I learn all day, I daven all day, I talk to God all day, we're mamish like this. But if we're not made to la'achir, if we don't give to others, so we're not there at all. And that's essentially the whole package. That's why there is such a mitzvah of Hachnosis Orchim, which is considered to be greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Certainly something to think about. Yesterday, actually a few days ago, I had a tremendous hashgacha pratis. They asked me in the yeshiva if I could write a Dvar Torah. And I said, you know, I really don't have time. So he says, I'm sure you have an old Dvar Torah. And sure enough, I looked in my old emails, and from 11 years ago, I wrote Dvar Torah for the Torah Chargo Weekly, and this is the basic idea. You know, Avraham Avinu was obviously on a tremendous level. We assume that he reached, you know, the Chazal tell us that he learned to call Torah Kula. And the Mesillas Yesharim tells us that a person is supposed to suppress his desire for eating. So when you think about the fact that Avraham Avinu went ahead and shechted cows just to the tongue to serve the greatest delicacies to his orchim, we see that Avraham Avinu was a model of somebody who doesn't need for himself necessarily, but for others he'll give. He'll go the extra mile. He'll give other people the best of the best, but for himself, he's mistopic b'mud. He's satisfied with whatever he has. And this yisod is also written out by the Nesivis, by Ritzel Petterberger, Nesivis Or, from his Rebbe Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter shied away from any honor, but when it came to other people, he honored them tremendously. And that's what Rabbi Rabbi was teaching us. As much as he himself didn't need it, but for other people, you got to do it. Chavetz Chaim, there's a story about the Chavetz Chaim. He once was a wagon driver, and he stayed with the wagon driver overnight. And the wagon driver was tossing and turning the whole night. Chavetz Chaim was in the middle of learning, obviously, deep things on a high level. And the wagon driver couldn't sleep, so Chavetz Chaim felt bad for this agonizing wagon driver, and he said, you know what, I'll learn with you. I'm going to put my learning aside, and they were learning Mishnayos, basic things. You see the same Yisod, the Chavetz Chaim understood, this is what you have to do, this is his mission. He's being godly, he's being halachta d'rochav, he's being a bal chesed. He could sit and learn and let the wagon driver toss and turn all night. But no, the better thing to do at that moment is to put aside his learning and learn with the wagon driver. Rav Palm writes that when he was a young child, he read the following story. There was a wagon driver, also another wagon driver, who went through a tzara. He lost a child. And he was still a wagon driver. He still had to work. He still had to make parnassah. So I guess after Shiva, he took a group of successful businessmen on a trip. And he was their driver. He opened up and he poured his heart to these men. They listened for a few minutes and they started joking around and going back to drinking and having a grand old time. And they got to the inn and he was so tzebrachan, he was so sad that these people gave him no sensitivity. They didn't give him the time of day. They didn't listen to him. That he decided to talk to his horse and to pour out his heart and to speak about his sorrow to his horse. And this story of Palm read as a young boy and left an indelible impression on him. Because here he saw that somebody needed so much care and there were human beings in the world. There were people that couldn't give the person any sympathy, any care, any concern. And obviously left an indelible impression. One of the great stories to say about Palm. The Rav Palm was once called somebody who was sick, and the person couldn't talk, and he had a half-hour conversation with somebody who couldn't talk back. Do you imagine? Can you imagine? Try doing that. Try speaking to somebody who can't talk back to you for 5 minutes. He spoke to somebody who couldn't talk back to him for a half hour. You see that he understood this lesson, the same lesson of the Chavetz Chaim, the same lesson of Rav Rabinu. For ourselves, we don't need it. We don't need this. We don't need the delicacy. We don't need the certain luxuries in life. Certain sensitivities, but other people, he needs it, and that's something that that's what needs to be about chesed. It reminds me of a story that I said over before, and one of my rebbeim was once waiting on the side of the street. He was waiting for a bus, most likely. I don't know, a taxi, but I was going to say a taxi, but it doesn't make sense if you called it. Maybe he didn't call a taxi. Maybe he was waiting for a taxi, and a guy drove by. And he passed him, and then he stopped, and he came back to pick him up. And he said, oh, once I saw it was you, I decided to pick you up. So Rebbe said that this person runs an organization, a chesed organization. So you think somebody runs a chesed organization, he's a baal chesed. By definition, he's a baal chesed. But he said, not a baal chesed. Why? Because had I been a regular person, Rebbe said, he was ready to drive by. Only once he saw it was me, so then he picked me up. Meaning, he's not attuned to chesed. If a person is attuned to what other people need, so then no matter who's on the side of the road, again, not getting into the security issues and so on and so forth, and those kinds of things. But al pi derech hateva, the person's a real baal chesed. What's his frame of mind? What's his natural tendency? His natural tendency is to see, oh, I see people around. What do they need? And this we saw from Avraham Avinu. Oh, one more thing. And about the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim, Gemara Sanhedrin speaks about the milah of giving food. So one milah is Shemir Charechas Sakrovim. It distances the ones that are close. You know that Amun and Moab, of course, they come from Lot. They're Shtikl Mishbach. They're not allowed to join the Jewish people. Why? Because they didn't give us food in the midbar when we were traveling. Mekareves Sarechoykim Yisro. He gave Yochel Lechem. Yisro went ahead and gave Moshe Rabbeinu food after he helped his daughters by the Be'er. So Yisro's, the Gemara tells us, Yisro's great grandchildren will be Zocha to serve, to sit in Lishkas of the Gosses. It blinds the eyes from the wicked. Micha, you know, Pesel Micha, somebody who's Oged Avodah Zarah, right? So he's not listed in the Mishnah that says the four people that aren't, don't have a chilek on Lahava. Micha's not there. Why isn't Micha listed there? So Rabbi Amari says, because he had bread, pass, bread. He gave bread to people who passed by. Can you imagine? Somebody who was involved in helping, encouraging Jewish people to sin in Avodah Zarah? He's not counting the people that don't have a chelek olam haba. Why? What saved him? Because he gave bread to Ovrei Drachim. Sounds like a little thing that perhaps even common sense. You see the milo of giving food to people. Aaron Lib Steinman, that's out, used to say when people used to come to him that they needed Yeshua, they were sick, you know what he would tell them? He'd tell them, go ahead and bring you out and have orchim. Why? What do you see from here? Somebody like Micha, who was had a tremendous onesh, who deserved a tremendous onesh. What saved him? Giving food to other people. And he even spoke out, and there are people who try to do this, you know, Zafka Mukomos HaKadoshim, right? When a person goes ahead and he goes to Meiron, right? So everybody partakes in the food. What's the pshat? The pshat is that when you go to a place like that, whether a person's wealthy or poor, everybody needs food there. Like, money doesn't help you, right? There's no store there, essentially, right? And there are stores on the bottom, but the idea, what he's saying is that when a person leaves food for people to eat in a public place like that, then you're being going, that's actually, like Gemara says, I think it's in Sukkah, Gemara says, the reason why Gemilas Chassadim is better than Tzedakah is because Gemilas Chassadim is for wealthy and poor, and Tzedakah is only for poor people. But this is the Yisod. When it comes to Hachnasas Orchim, somehow, just giving food. I mean, it also, just the Gemara also says over there, G'dol L'gima, Shemek Karevus Segula. Giving food to people? Brings Segula. So let's talk practically. You're in Yeshiva, you're Bachur Yeshiva. How does this help? Perhaps serving in the dining room. If your roommate needs something. Or let's say you're sitting down at lunch. You want to go get him more. Why isn't that G'dol? You're giving him food. Okay, obviously it's not the same as if he's, you know, starving and walking off the street and has no food. That's obviously different Madrega. But there are opportunities. All you have to do is seek them out. Again, giving rides to people. I think they say over the name of the stipler, Hachnas Orchim today is very much done with giving rides to people. Well, and obviously now technology and WhatsApp, and all, you know, getting rides for people, helping people get rides is also certainly a form of Hachnas Orchim. We see, again, we just understand these words. Avraham Avinu, the great Avraham Avinu, the first monotheist, as we spoke last week. What's one of the major yisodos we learn? Certainly midah of chesed, but it's greater to do hachnosas orchim. Just have a guess. A guy needs a listening ear. You call him into your room and you listen to him. Hachnosas orchim. This is it, and it's greater than kavas panei shechina. Just then, as an aside, Stam, I just remember somebody sent out this story a few weeks ago that there was a Ronnie Greenwald that's how he passed away, and he was in a hotel for Yom Kippur. And there were people who went off to Derech who were there, you know, looking for a place to get away from Yom Kippur. On the contrary, and lo and behold, they happened upon a hotel that had a Yom Kippur program. It was like, and they were ready to check out. So sorry, Ronnie Greenwald said, "Don't worry, we're not going to bother you, and just, you know, you can stay here." They had already paid for the room or whatever it is. And apparently, he didn't. Apparently, the way the story goes, that he didn't dive in Yom Kippur that day. He hung out in the lobby, and whenever one of these off the Derech kids would pass by, he would sit down and shmooze with them about anything and everything. He put that aside, and eventually, apparently, all those people came back. That's the way the story. But you see somebody who went ahead and said, "I'm not davening Yom Kippur today. I'm just listening to the problems and not even the problems of people who need a listening ear." This is something that, you know, on the one I feel like we're talking about Chesed all day. Oh, Chesed, yes, this is it, and this is what the Shmushkov says is the purpose of our lives. The hate of the Acherim. Of course, and by the way, the sitting and learning in base measure is certainly the best, right? Torah is magni matzli. If you sit and learn, you're doing everything. You're doing everything. And we've spoken also, the Gemara says, all right, we'll say tonight, Mir Tashem, V'seras chesed al l'shona. The Gemara says, what was Torah's chesed al l'shona? What is Torah? Actually, this is, we can tie this all in. The Torah's chesed al l'shona, is the Torah's chesed, Torah's shel chesed. It doesn't make any sense. So what does the Gemara say? We're talking about Torah that you teach to others. Torah that you teach others, when you have a chavrus of the Shana Aleph guy, what is that? That's teaching others, Torah is chesed, and it's also achnas zorchim. You bring him into your chavrus shaft. It's also a form of achnas zorchim. Kodesh Baruch Hu give us the tziyat and tishmaya to have the sensitivity to realize, what does he need? Avraham Avinu understood what the Anoshim need. Chavetayim understood what this rag and driver need. We too should excel in chesed, keep it on our forefront of our mind to understand the needs of people and be tremendous Baal Chesed and tremendous over the Hashem. Have a great Shabbos.
Yeah.